Faith is our righteousness. When you got faith in your heart, that means God is pleased with your life. For what saith the righteousness which is by faith? The word is nigh thee, even in thy heart and in your mouth. This is a word of faith which we preach. I tell you, when you're pleasing God, you're going to have some faith in that heart. And when you got faith in that heart, whenever there comes along a need, then the Holy Ghost is going to come on you and give you opportunity to speak the word with that authority. And that authority will break the yoke. When you're down praying, you begin to cry. You may feel so unworthy. That's the best time to speak the name of Jesus. That's when it means something. When you got that old cold feeling a hold of you, that's not the time to do it. Pray till you feel that anointing, that surging of the Spirit of God upon you. And then rise up. It may not be a few minutes. But while you got that few minutes of that anointing on you, speak with authority. Speak it and command somebody over yonder to be loosed and be saved. Command it that that family over yonder get out of that bond of the devil, the bondage they're in, and loose them in Jesus' name. It may not happen that moment, but you've got the vibrations going that's going to keep going until it gets bigger, until it counteracts that storm and drives it back, and they're delivered and made free. I tell you, we have the word in our heart if we'll speak it. And it's up to you and I to be bold enough and brave enough. I don't mean brazen enough now. Our Lord, that's what most Christians get, brazen. No, that's no good. Nope. To this man I will look, even to him that's humble and of a contrite spirit and trembleth at my word. This is the man I'll look to. This is the man I'm going to live with, God says. Thus saith the high and holy one that inhabiteth eternity, that liveth in a high and holy place. I dwell with him that's humble and of a contrite spirit. That's the fellow I'm going to live with and live in. But still, you can't go around ordering the Holy Ghost around until the anointing comes. Pray until the anointing comes. It may last sometime an hour. Boy, you can pray holes in heaven and everything else. Praise God. Don't get out there and just sob and bawl. Lift your voice and speak with authority. You set vibrations. You set forces in motion that just keeps going until it overcomes the darkness and the powers of the devil in them people that you're praying for. Speak it. You got to speak it. Don't get down there and mumbly peg around when the Holy Ghost is on you. Speak boldly. Praise God. Lift your voice. Sit down there timidly when the Holy Ghost is on you. Get up from there. You haven't got nothing. All you got is a long face. You get up from there with victory. Beating your chest exultantly. Hallelujah. I've loosed some people today. Hallelujah. God anointed me while I was praying, and I spoke the word that set the forces in motion for their deliverance from that particular bondage that they're in. And myself even. Praise God, set yourself free. It's in your heart. It's in your mouth. This is the word of faith which we preach. This is a righteousness that speaketh by faith. Praise God. May God anoint this message to your hearts. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for the word of God. Hallelujah. The word must be in us. The word must be in our heart. The word must be in our minds. Our minds must be vibrant and pulsating with the word of God. And I pray the Holy Ghost will anoint us in prayer. In anointed prayer. And Lord, when you anoint us, we'll speak that word. Therefore, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe you receive them, you'll have them. Speak the word, and it'll come to pass whatsoever you say. Not what you pray, but what you say. Hallelujah. Lord, it's those things we say with authority when we pray is the things that we receive for ourselves and others. God, anoint us with prevailing prayer. With powerful prayer that will set the captive free and keep us free indeed. For the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Oh, grant it in Jesus' name. And it will be in the name of Jesus. That Satan is bruised under our feet in the authority of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, we pray for everyone present here that every infirmity, every affliction will go in Jesus' name. We command it for the glory of God. Hallelujah. The word of faith which we preach, even in our mouth and in our hearts, we speak it in the authority and name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm preparing thee, saith the Lord. Say not in thine heart, I am ready. For I will tell you when you're ready, and I will send you forth in the power of the Spirit. And I will anoint thee to speak my word forcefully, that all men may know and see the wonders of faith that is spoken in my word, saith the Lord. Hearken not to other things, for they're vain. But this is for your life. Hearken to my voice. Hide my word in thine heart, for the days will come when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in all of those wasted moments and hours and days and weeks. Thou shalt apply thine heart to wisdom, and I will give thee wisdom and understanding. But thou shalt seek me with all thine heart and humble yourself, and hearken to my ways, saith the Lord. Thou shalt study my word and walk therein. For I will delight in thee, saith the Lord, and I will hearken to your voice. But I will turn my face away from those that will not hearken to me, that will not study and seek my ways, saith the Lord, and submit themselves to my will. For I will lead you in a way that you have not known, and I will bring thee through stormy waters that thou hast never crossed. And thy trust must be in the Lord thy God, or else thou wilt perish. Thy faith must be in the Lord, or thou shalt fail, and I will forsake thee. But if thou wilt hearken to my voice and do that which pleaseth me, there shall nothing fail thee of all that I have spoken. For I have spoken good concerning thee, saith the Lord. Therefore hearken to my voice. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your words. Thank you for the comfort of the Holy Ghost who's in our midst. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God for your compassion.